There are new clues today on how dinosaurs got so big. That's been one of the mysteries of dinosaur evolution. The first dinosaurs were only about 3 feet long, but eventually they evolved into the planet's most fearsome creatures. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports how the discovery was made in some museum drawers.
Fossilized bones can tell you a lot. For instance, some bones have growth rings, like trees do.
We believe that the growth rings that we're looking at are annually deposited, so you can just count up the total number in each animal and figure out its age.
Gregory Erickson is a paleobiologist at Florida State University. He wanted to know how Tyrannosaurus rex got so big. At 7 tons and 40 feet in length, it was the second biggest meat eater ever, next to the equally fearsome Gigantosaurus of South America. But reading growth rings in T. rex bones wasn't possible, he was told. They aren't like many other dinosaur bones. They're hollow. The rings or lines cannot be read. But Erickson discovered otherwise after he looked through some drawers at the Field Museum in Chicago.
You know, I found pieces of rib and things like that, and lo and behold, I found an incredible record of the growth lines in these animals.
The growth lines showed up in smaller bones, the ones that don't bear weight. Erickson collected more of these bones from 8 museums. He could tell how big each dinosaur was from the circumference of the thigh bone. Then he counted the rings in the smaller bones to see how long it took to get that big. Erickson discovered that a teenage T. rex lived like, well, a movie star.
T. rex lived fast and died young. It's sort of the James Dean of dinosaurs, I guess.
The Tyrannosaurids, as the group is known, grew fast. During its peak teen years, 14 to 18, a T-Rex gained 5 pounds a day. It quit growing at about 20 and died at about 28. That solves a long-standing question about size. Did the big dinosaurs grow for a long time, like the giant crocodiles, or just faster? For T-Rex, it was faster.
It's truly amazing they were growing at these rates. They clearly were not just scaled-up reptiles. They were growing much more like birds and mammals. You know, it's just mind-boggling to think about how much food these animals ate to make it possible to grow so fast.
Writing in this week's issue of the journal Nature, Erickson and his colleagues say T. rex grew faster than similar meat-eating predecessors. As to why, well, Erickson can only speculate. Perhaps as other dinosaurs, their prey, got bigger, tyrannosaurids had to get bigger to take them down. Or it might have been their friends and family they had to worry about.
Although they were appear to have been animals that hung out in packs, they also beat the crap out of each other. We find bite marks all over their faces, and the injuries are much more substantial on juveniles than in the adults. And I suspect there was quite a peck order among these animals.
How dinosaurs lived is the business of people like Lawrence Whitmer, a professor of anatomy at Ohio University.
For me, one of the most exciting things of this study is the fact that we could even discover these things about such long extinct animals.
Whitmer says reading growth rings could shed light on how dinosaurs managed to survive for some 200 million years.
Many people have suggested that being large almost requires a sort of cold-blooded, energy-saving physiology. But on the other hand, we see with T. rex anyways, really high, fast growth rates that we typically associate with warm-blooded animals. Now we can start to bring in these attributes of life history, lifespan and growth rates and age at maturity, things like that.
All it takes, he says, is finding a new way to look at old bones. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.